Writer Mary Gordon is celebrated for his spellbinding and tortured explorations of working-class Catholic culture and spirituality in novels such as Final Payments, Spending, and Pearl. With the publication of her 1996 book Shadow Man, Gordon also distinguished herself as a memoirist. Shadow Man was about her elusive father. Now Gordon bookends that accomplishment with her new memoir, Circling My Mother. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Mary Gordon's parents were what my own Irish Catholic family would have termed real holy, a dismissive shorthand for holier than thou. Gordon's father, who died when she was 7, was born Jewish and converted to Catholicism. He was so piously gung-ho, she recalls, that he once bloodied his knees at a shrine where the faithful ascended hundreds of steps of a stone staircase, kneeling. He was also, as Gordon revealed in her acclaimed 1996 memoir, The Shadow Man, a sometime pornographer who had been married before, unbeknownst to Gordon's mother. Gordon's mother, who had been crippled as a child by polio, grew up to become a secretary who took her vacations at religious retreats. The couple was introduced by a priest while they were both visiting the same convent. Real holy. It's a world that doesn't exist anymore, this world of pre-Vatican II Catholicism, with its Baroque accessories of confessionals and white handkerchiefs affixed with bobby pins to women's bouffant hairdos. All changed, changed utterly. But one of Gordon's great gifts as a writer is that, like Mary McCarthy and Alice MacDermott, her fellow female Catholic emigres to the literary life, she's able to render the old world whole, capturing its inner logic and viewed from a distance looniness. In her newest book, a memoir called Circling My Mother, Gordon surveys the life of her mother, Anna Galliano Gordon, who died a few years ago at the age of 94. A weakness of this memoir is that it's shrink-wrapped in a tyresome introductory essay and coda that express Gordon's anxieties about betraying her mother's privacy and also her own writerly despair about ever capturing the truth of her mother in words. It must also be said that the subject here, Gordon's mother, lacks the dramatic duplicity of character that made The Shadow Man such a talked-about memoir. Anna's story is mundanely interesting, what with her surprising middle-aged leaps into marriage, motherhood, and widowhood in quick succession. But what really rivets a reader's attention are the peripheral stories of the priests, friends, workmates, parents, and sisters, especially the sisters, surrounding Gordon's mother. Anna was one of 5 Galliano girls, born to a towering Irish mother and a short Sicilian father. Of the 5 sisters, 3 were fantastically cruel in the outsized way that only the righteous can be cruel. One sister, nicknamed Tiny, ran a camp that Gordon went to the summer after her father died. Gordon recalls herself as pretending to be alive but really dead, in the land of the dead, with my father. Tiny doesn't like that her niece isn't cheerful, isn't with it, isn't grateful for this gift of a summer in the mountains, away from the smelly city sidewalks and heat. So Tiny gets a postcard of the idiotically grinning Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine and tapes it beside the bunk of the bereaved girl. The caption of the postcard reads, "Keep smiling." Gothic moments like these, of a particular working-class Catholic vintage, abound in Gordon's book. On Anna's wedding day, for instance, her father refuses to attend his daughter's wedding to an ex-Jew and slips a note into her hand. It reads, "You will work till the day you die," a note expressing contempt for the breadwinning potential of Anna's intended. A priest, whom the married couple became close to, upbraids Anna for her grief after her husband's death, ordering her to say nothing of your sorrow. Your sorrow is nothing next to mine. You have a child of his loins. I have lost everything. Gordon admits that homoerotic passion may indeed be present in this brutal note, but, and here's the wisdom and rigor of her backward view, she also goes on to say that the priest treasured her father because he was a saintly failure, success was for Protestants, a sign of mediocre nature, of compromise. This is one thing, Gordon says, that has changed about the Catholic Church. No one of any stripe romanticizes failure anymore. Circling My Mother is a rich memoir, smart about the Catholic world it chronicles, as well as the aberrations and ordinariness of the faithful who once crowded into its pews. No doubt only Gordon would be distressed to hear me say that the circles surrounding her mother are more fascinating to a reader than the woman at the center.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Circling My Mother by Mary Gordon.